It's a wake-up call in more ways than one. Time for some you need to know.
This is how fast the news cycle goes. I forgot all about Luigi Mangione.
Yes.
I forgot all about what a dreamboat he was. I forgot about how he suddenly made murder okay to some people. No matter what the cause was, murder, not okay. I'm going to go out on a limb here, Jamie. That's a hot take. Mm. Kids are going to at me. How dare you say murder is not okay? But I'm going to stand by it. I'll fight for it. Well, you remember Luigi Mangione. He killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Some evidence found, or he's accused of it, even though we saw him on camera. Some evidence found in Luigi Mangione's backpack at the time of his arrest will be excluded from his upcoming trial, according to a New York judge ruling yesterday, though many other key items, including a 3D printed gun and writings expressing frustrations with the healthcare industry, will be allowed. Well, probably enough. Although some of Mangione's belongings were tossed from the case, the mixed ruling is largely a victory for prosecutors who will be able to show jurors the so-called manifesto and the firearm they say was used to kill UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Mangione's attorneys argued that local police illegally searched his backpack when he was arrested at a Pennsylvania McDonald's in early December of 2024, days after Thompson was fatally shot on a Manhattan sidewalk. Judge Gregory Caro ruled prosecutors can use the gun and a red notebook with handwritten entries at trial. Those items, among others, were retrieved as part of a valid search, according to the Altoona Police Department's protocol. But items found during the initial search at the McDonald's, including a loaded magazine, passport, wallet, cell phone, computer chip, those are going to be excluded. So although police officers said they searched the bag at the time, in part because they feared it may contain a weapon, Caro found the justification did not hold up to scrutiny. Oh, all right. Mangione's defense attorneys had pushed for the backpack's contents to be barred from the state's case because they allege it was searched illegally without a warrant. Prosecutors and the Manhattan District Attorney's Office denied the defense's claim and insisted the searches were legal and proper.
All right.
Remember how crazy? Not the case. I mean, the case seems pretty cut and dry to
me. Sure.
But the reaction? Now, I think we all have a shared disdain for insurance companies because they love taking our money. They don't always like to pay out. Even if you have quote unquote good insurance, which
right.
I am very fortunate we do have quote unquote good insurance. There's still stuff where you go, seriously? You're going to, like the last insurance company we had, my wife is diabetic. She had to argue with them because they said they would cover the insulin, but they would not cover the needles. And the argument was, well, then how do you get the insulin into your body? Well, those aren't necessary. Have you ever taken insulin?
You
don't
drink it. It's
pretty
necessary.
Yeah, it's not a suppository. You have to inject it. So we all have that disdain for insurance companies, but this was a premeditated, cold-blooded murder. This was not the way we deal with problems or not the way we should deal with problems.
Yeah.
But all these people who idolized him, that was what was, again, crazy to me.
Why do we do this in this country? I mean,
because he was cute.
Well, okay, so great, fine, sure.
Well, that was the justification.
But do you remember a few years ago when there was that quote unquote hot felon, that Jeremy Meeks, who eventually became fashion model? Why do we do this in this country? Like,
because
they're felons.
We're superficial. We lack critical thinking.
I don't understand it. I don't understand why we do this. I think it's weird.
It is. Well, you're right. It is weird.
It's very weird.
There's no reason that we should say, oh, just because that guy is objectively pretty, he must be elevated above the rest. Now,
no.
if Mangione had like a giant lump on his forehead and his teeth were missing and he was unkempt, people would have been, lock him up.
I
put him away so we don't have to cast our eyes on him.
I think it's very strange in this country how we basically idolize these types of people and how we give them a pass because they look like they couldn't do these things, or they're handsome or they're beautiful or whatever it is. I think that's a interesting hot take that we have here in the United States.
Well, Frank said there's a whole website, a whole account called Mugshotties. They post pictures of mugshots of attractive people. And I've seen that. I've seen the guy mugshot. I've seen female mugshots. And they're like, okay. And is
Let's
be
honest. Glamour
is anybody
shots,
really
people?
That
it's
attractive
mugshot.
In their mugshot?
No.
Oh, Parker, wait a minute. Parker, you're familiar with mugshotties?
Yeah, I've seen
Am
mugshotties.
Am I saying that correctly? Mugshotties?
Mugshotties, yeah.
All right.
Good job, Brian.
I mean, this isn't this isn't glamour shots, right? Like, this is your mugshot. You've been convicted. Not everybody could be as ugly as Nick Nolte was in his mugshot.
That's a classic.
It was
well, it's
so
like
bad.
When people go to get their driver's license, they think it's glamour shots. So, well, could you take it again?
No,
no. You're not really, you're hideous. It's your ID.
You get
ID.
One shot at it, and that's all you get. I mean, nobody's going to give you a bunch of attempts to take your mugshot or
no,
your driver's license
No, and also when you're
photo.
Showing your ID, you're standing right there.
Yeah.
So people can...
This is what you look like.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
And if you don't believe that's what you look like, oh, well.
I'm just glad that the court system is, even with this much publicity, is doing what a good court system does. It's called due process, people. And whether you agree with it or not, judges in their very right mind to, you know, continue to follow the Constitution, no matter how you feel about Mangione and the case. Just saying.
All right, next up.
We do have some other headlines of stuff you need to know. We're going to go to a whole different continent. We're going to the Congo and to Africa because Congo will open 3 Ebola treatment centers in eastern Ituri, the province. And the World Health Organization is now sending a team of experts to the country following an outbreak of a rare type of the virus that has killed more than 110 people. An American doctor in Congo is among those newly confirmed cases of the virus with no approved vaccines or medicines, according to officials in Congo. Over the weekend, the WHO declared the Ebola outbreak a public health emergency of international concern. As of Monday, there were over 118 deaths and 300 suspected cases in Ituri and North Kivu provinces, and one death and one suspected case in neighboring Uganda. Now, experts say the number of cases is likely to rise as health officials conduct more surveillance. The Bundi Buja virus spread undetected for at least a few weeks. Because early tests looked for the wrong strain of Ebola, health officials got false negatives and then lost weeks of response time, at least according to the director of the Georgetown University Center for Global Health Policy and Politics, who also said that health experts are now playing catch-up against a very dangerous pathogen. He also went on to criticize the Trump administration's earlier decision to withdraw from the WHO and make deep cuts in foreign aid. The severity of the symptoms and the rising caseload are fueling a growing sense of panic in the neighborhoods of Bunia. Now, Congo has said that the first Bunia. Person died from the virus on April 24th in Bunia, and the body was then returned to a different area with a much larger population, which caused this outbreak to escalate. An American doctor is among the cases in Bunia. Dr. Peter Stafford is his name, and he'd been treating patients at a hospital there where he developed symptoms, at least according to Surge, which is the organization that he currently works for. There are 3 other employees of Surge who are working at the same hospital, including Stafford's wife, but none of them, as of right now, are showing any symptoms.
Ew.
Not
this
great.
Is starting to spread a lot. Remember, we had an Ebola scare,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, at some point in my lifetime. It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah. I mean, anytime you start seeing, and I think, don't you think now since COVID-19, whenever you see some weird medical issue start to spread, or you see some sort of virus start to spread, people get really nervous. And for good reason, right? I get
sure.
it. I get it.
It's one of 2 things. Yes, they could get really nervous. Or 2, they're like, forget it. This is,
yeah.
you know. The denier, people who still deny COVID don't care about Hunta virus
no.
or Ebola or Boniwana cracker virus or whatever that was, whatever we called that one. But so people will, you know, and you saying that there's no vaccines,
right.
people are going to go, well, the vaccines kill you anyway, so why
what
bother?
What I think worries me most when I hear stories like this is just what this expert from Georgetown University said. We have done away with so much research in this country in just mm-hmm. the last year and a half, basically, that it really does scare me because I don't know if anything were to be more serious down the road. And I'm not underplaying how serious this is in Africa right now. But at the same time, it worries me, where would we be right? Because we don't have the research. We don't have the information that we once did. We don't have the researchers. We've cut off funding. We've done all of that.
We've pulled out of the WHO. We're just, because it's a dumbing down of this country.
Yeah.
We, from the top down, we distrust science. We distrust medicine. We distrust anybody who they think they're smarter than us. Guess what? They are.
Yeah.
It's okay to not be the smartest.
Yeah.
Try not to be the dumbest, but it's okay not to be the smartest.
Sometimes you need smarter people around you.
Right. You always need smarter people around. Look at everything we use and think to yourself, honestly, are you smart enough to have come up with a computer?
No.
Are you smart enough to have figured out how to pasteurize your milk?
No.
I know everybody wants to drink raw milk till you get sick. But so think about all that. And those were all done by smart people.
Yeah. I mean,
we watched Artemis. We watched it fly around the moon.
Right. I say no for myself. People. And I know several people who would also answer no, because we know we're not smart enough to do those things, right?
No, I'm not. And there's no shame in admitting it.
No.
All right, real quick, we only had a minute or so. The Supreme Court acted on the Voting Rights Act brought by Native American tribes on Monday, saying a closely watched ruling needs to be reconsidered after the High Court weakened the civil rights era law. The justices ordered lower courts to take another look at the decision that went against tribes and undercut a key enforcement mechanism, namely lawsuits from voters and advocacy groups. They've been key to enforcement, bringing most of the lawsuits filed under a provision of the Voting Rights Act known as Section 2. But in North Dakota, a North Dakota case brought by two Native American tribes, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that only the federal government can sue to enforce the law. The decision conflicted with decades of case law. The Supreme Court blocked it in July, allowing the tribe's preferred maps to temporarily stay in place. An attorney for Native American Rights Fund, Lenny Powell, said sending the case back was the right call and vowed to keep fighting to ensure that Native voters have the ability to vote and affect change in their community, as should be the right of everybody in this country, whether your land was stolen from you or not. We should all be allowed to vote, but...
Just making it harder and harder for every section of the country to actually cast a vote. Because if people show up and vote, well, it's harder to win.